Blog Talk Radio.
George Robbins, your host, and this is Your 1 Minute. We'd like to know all about your business here at Your 1 Minute, and that's what this is all about. We want you to call in and share your business with us. Tell us what a good lead would be for you, and if you're looking for work, this is also another good place to hang out, as we are giving local businesses, or I guess you could say global businesses, opportunities to talk about themselves. We're going to get into it in a little bit. We're going to give you some phone numbers and places you can keep up with us. First is you can call in at Blog Talk Radio, which is 347-215-8709. That's 347-215-8709. Or you could join us on blogtalkradio.com/your1minute. You can also join us in a live chat room on your1minute.ning.com. That's your, the number one, minute, dot N-I-N-G.com. And that's our, I guess you could say, branded social network, where we have an ongoing 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week live business portal where you can share your business. It doesn't cost anything to join. It's just another social network, and the beauty of it is when you're in there, you can talk across all the other social networks, such as Facebook and MySpace and all the other ones. So it's a nice, handy little tool to work your magic from while marketing your business for no cost. You can also create your own business profile page. There's no cost to do that either. There you can upload videos and share all kinds of information. There are plenty of apps available for you there as well. Then you can also join us on facebook.com/your1minute. That's our fan page, which leads to our group, which is a Your 1 Minute group on Facebook. It's kind of like the name. It's almost identical to it. So we have many versions of Your 1 Minute. We have LinkedIn. We have MySpace. So we talk across many social networks. So as we're getting calls coming in, we're going to go ahead and hit a couple of new sponsors that we have, and we're going to be right back with more of Your 1 Minute. So don't go anywhere. Again, the number is 347-215-8709. That's 347-215-8709.
Each one of us has our own sky map, which is determined by your date, place, and time of birth. Your own sky map or chart will tell a trained astrologer all about your life. I'm Toni Thomas, your astrology source. My number is 770-587-1910. You can go to my website at www.astrology-source.com.
Hi, I'm Stacey Mitchell at Self Support Inc. We help establish better relationships by making professional cold calls for your sales and marketing efforts. For more information, contact me, Stacey Mitchell, Self Support Inc., 770-814-8085.
All right, we're back. We've got a caller on the line. We're going to go ahead and let's see who this is. Wait a minute. Hello, caller? Whirlpool? Go ahead, caller. I hear you. All right, well, I guess we got a little technical difficulty there. We're going to see. We got another line here going. We'll go to that. And we can see if we got anybody here.
Hello, George?
Yes, hi.
Hi, it's Cindy Simmons. How are you?
Hey, Cindy Simmons. How are you? Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Now, you've got a tell us a little bit about your business. And, yeah, you've got a great little ride, a motorcycle thing going on Saturday, I believe, right?
That's right. We do. I work for Creekside Dentistry, and we're hosting a fundraiser in the form of a motorcycle ride on Saturday, the 23rd. And registration is from it's at 9 o'clock. And we're hoping to have the riders on their way for a loop ride at about 10:20 Saturday morning.
Wow, that's awesome. Respecting a lot of riders?
We hope so. This is our first time doing this, and so we've kind of been feeling our way in the dark a little bit. We have had some great support from some folks who've done this in the past, and we've done mm-hmm. everything they said to do and then some. And so we're hoping for a great turnout. We really are. We could have anywhere from 50 to 100 riders. So we're thinking big and feeling blessed for what we get.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, this cause, what made you get into this as a cause?
Well,
I know you're a dentistry, but
yes, that's right. Well, actually, the cause. The particular foundation that we are raising money for is a national foundation that helps restore the face, particularly any facial damage, and particularly the teeth of victims free of charge. And we've actually had the privilege of serving a couple of victims in our area. Through this program, and what started off as a joke, a little side comment, turned into this, and we have just been so excited to do this for them.
Well, we're excited to be a part of it. Many people out there may not know, but your 1 minute will be broadcasting, actually taping this this extraordinary event this weekend.
That's
and hopefully
right.
We'll get a chance to see that on your 1 minute in the coming weeks.
I hope so, too. I'm very much looking forward to it, yes.
It's a great cause. It's a really good cause. And, it's nice to see, even in these hard times, that people have the spirit of giving. So.
Absolutely. We've been really blessed in this area. Loganville, Grayson, Snellville, Monroe, all these areas have just really supported Creekside Dentistry, and we've long talked here within our team of wanting to give back and how could we do that, and wanting to be a part of the community we're fairly new as of 2006 as a business, and really one day we were just joking around because we have several gals here that ride motorcycles, and I swore them down they'd never get me on one, and I offered to put together a ride and you know, to feel included in this crazy group, and then before we knew it, it just kind of all one day we just said, oh my gosh, we really need to do this, and we really could do this, and it could, you know, benefit so many people, both nationally and within Georgia. So pretty excited and humbled to be a part of it.
Well, you are truly a great person, and everybody over there in that office are really, you know, awesome, and I wish you all the greatest success with just this, but your practice.
Thank you.
If somebody wants to get in touch with you, how can we find you? I saw you had a Facebook page.
Yep, we have a Facebook page. it's so weird. You know, dentistry, for so many years, we didn't pay any attention to marketing and stuff like that. And in the last 10 years or so, I mean, we're really having to come on board just like everybody else. And this crazy Facebook and all this stuff, it works. I mean, I thought it was crazy, but I'm 45 years old. I've been in dentistry for 25 years, and, you know, I never dreamed that something like that could work, but we've gotten patients from Facebook. There's no question about it. We do have a Facebook page. We have Creekside Dentistry, and we have a website, of course, which is creeksidedentistry.net. That has a tremendous amount of information about our practice, and is probably the best place to go. And then
Say it again.
CreeksideDentistry.net.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's our website. And
phone number?
The phone number is 770-466-0474.
Awesome.
And if they have questions about the ride, they can call us there, too.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be working tomorrow.
So it's not too late to get into the ride.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. The forecast is for a beautiful, beautiful day, and the route that they've put, the folks that are helping us put together a beautiful fall route through Social Circle, Georgia, and back here. So I'm looking forward to it, and it should be a great time. We're going to have some vendors out here and some fun and some videography going on.
Right, some videography. Let's hope it's some good videography.
I know.
Now, folks, if you are in for a beautiful fall ride, I assume it's going to be police escort?
It is, for the turns, right where the little firmy parts are, yes. Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for an awesome fall Georgia ride. Georgia is beautiful this time of year, especially out in the Grayson and all of that 78 area where these folks are going to be doing a huge loop.
Absolutely.
You need to give Cindy a call. What's that number again, Cindy?
770-466-0474.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, Cindy, I greatly appreciate you being on the show tonight, and we're going to try to get the word out as much as we can.
We
wish you all the luck with that.
Thank you very much.
You are more than welcome. We're going to take a short break. We got some more callers on the line, and we'll be right back with more Your 1 Minute, so don't go anywhere. This is your host, George Robbins, and you're listening to Your 1 Minute. The number is 347-215-8709, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kinnette Reed, owner of Kinnette Reed & Associates. We provide organizations such as yours a source for experience and need-specific outsourced training to improve employee performance, productivity, and engagement. For information on the ways in which we can supplement your organization's current training offerings, contact me, Kinnette Reed, at 678-344-6373 or visit our website at www.kinettereed.com.
Hi, I'm Michael Wilkinson, the CEO of Leadership Strategies, the facilitation company. We provide training in facilitation skills. We also provide professional facilitators to run strategic planning sessions and issue resolution sessions. You can reach us on the web at www.kinettereed.com. www.leadstrat.com or at 1-800-824-2850. If you want masterful meetings, contact Leadership Strategies, the facilitation company.
All right, back. We've got a few callers on the line. We're going to go have a free-for-all, I think. We're going to have a nice group conversation. Let's see what everybody's got to say. I'm going to go ahead and let everybody in. We'll take turns and see how that works out. Okay, if you're on the phone line right now, you are live. Let's go one at a time and just say hello and give us a brief hello about your business, a little profile. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing now? We've got, let's see, first caller is last 2010. Who is that?
Hey, George, that's me. This is Gordon.
Gordon Fuller. How
hey.
Are you, Gordon?
Doing extremely
all right.
well.
Awesome, Gordon. Hang on one second. I want to see who else we've got on the line.
All right.
George, Jason Moss.
All right. Jason Moss?
Yep.
Awesome. Hey, Jason. Welcome. Welcome to the show. All right. And who's this? Go ahead, call it. Okay. And we'll go down to this caller here. Hey, caller.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. How's it going?
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Who is this?
It's Christopher Adams.
Hey, Christopher Adams. How are you? Up there in Connecticut, am I correct?
Yep.
Welcome to the show, Christopher Adams. We're going to go ahead and we're going to come back to you. I want to say hello to Gordon Fuller. Gordon Fuller is a guest who is joining us from he's got a great program called Main Street Rescue. Am I right about that, Gordon?
That's correct. We've heard about Wall Street Rescue, and I found a way to bring it home to Main Street and decided to name it Main Street Rescue. It's our turn.
It is our turn. It's about time. So what is it all about, Gordon? Tell us about it.
Well, just a general overview is it's a non-governmental program that's been recently introduced, headquartered out of Pensacola, Florida, and it allows people a vehicle that they can use to completely eliminate the expenses that they have every month for groceries and gasoline, and no monthly fees,
wow.
No auto ships. It's just a people sharing information type program. That allows those of us who, because of these difficult economic times, might be experiencing some financial distress, it's a backup plan for getting through these times and even prospering.
It sounds interesting. And I mean, who couldn't use a little extra money these days?
Yes, and groceries are something that most of us can't get by without, so eliminating that ongoing out-of-pocket expense every month is very attractive to many families.
Yeah. You know what was funny? I don't know if this is off track, but I remember reading something about Angelina Jolie having a complaint as a parent that the amount of food their kids eat. And I'm thinking, you know, between the two of them, they're so rich, that you would think that that would not even be an issue. So it's just goes to show you that at any level, the amount that your children will eat can eat you out of a house and home. So this sounds like the type of program, actually, that could not only save some money for a family, but it probably could generate some money as the way I'm understanding it to work.
That's the way the program is set up. And when you think about it, probably the third biggest expense in a family budget, right after a mortgage and insurance, health insurance, is food. So it is a significant portion of most people's monthly budget, and eliminating it is helping many families, like I say, escape some of the stress and distress of what we're going through in this economy right now.
Yeah. Well, what are the requirements? How can people get into the program?
Well, one of the beauties
find out
of it,
more information.
Sure. And one of the beauties is the technology that's in place to allow people to people's lives are busy. You know, we have two parent families with both parents working. We have single parent families trying to raise children, and people just don't have a lot of extra time to invest. So the tools and resources are basically internet based. Much
right.
of the information is available by going to initially www.mainstreetrescue.com, and that is a website that has categories of information. There is a video category where one can go in and click on a company video, which is only 4 minutes long, and gives a brief overview just to see if it's something that appeals to someone. And if not, they haven't invested a great amount of time in deciding whether they want to proceed or not.
Well, that's an easy enough website to remember. Say it again for us.
It's www.mainstreetrescue.com.
And this is not a government program.
No, sir. It's hard for me to say this, but government programs do have their places. I think there are some very valuable programs. But I think many of us as Americans and the American philosophy of success is to create your own success. When we have to and the need is there, I'm glad that there are government safety nets to help us out. But I think most of us would prefer to generate our own success and not be dependent on government as much.
Well, a lot of us have.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, I think of maybe Thomas Edison and, you know, a few other people who have, you know, used their creative thought to, you know, make a career, make something out of nothing. And that, those are the people who've created all these advancements. You know, there's always a big change. You know, one of the things that I used to study a little bit of history. I'm not. I don't want to ever give anybody the impression that I'm educated. So let's just say I've studied a little history on the History Channel. And the way it seems to me that every time that there's a big shift in the way people have done something before, into the way they do something or the next thing that they do, that brackish water between the change is always filled with turmoil. So when we switch from an agricultural society to an industrial nation, there was turmoil, okay? And as we switch from an industrial nation into a digital society, there's still turmoil. So in the long run, you know, those adapters, those early thinkers, those people like yourself that come up with ways to make life better seems to be around that time, that brackish upheaval, and there's so much drama. That's when you see the greatest inventions and things, advancement of man, come out of that turmoil. And then we have many years of, you know, success. But there's always ups and downs, right, Gordon? And hopefully programs like what you're doing are going to help people through that brackish water.
I totally agree. And I've had it explained to me, it's like being on a surfboard waiting for that big wave. And the inventors, the geniuses out there create these waves. And if we can just spot one coming our way, point our surfboard in the right direction, paddle like crazy in the beginning until we can get some, get the paddling and get on the crest of that wave and then just ride it for all it's worth. And once you get up on that surfboard, you know, the wave carries you to the shore. So the effort is in the paddling, the getting started.
That's right, the getting started, right. And to know that there's a wave coming.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, so.
And you mentioned.
I'm very excited to be working with you, Gordon. I mean, to have you call in is an honor, and you know, you do a lot of networking in the area as well. I mean, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I love to network. It's a passion of mine. It's on my Facebook page. It's on a few other networking organizations that I'm a member of. It's on my membership pages there. That networking is a passion of mine because I sincerely believe you can't have too many friends. Yes, sir. And that's how you and I connected. And there are literally, in the Atlanta area, which is where I'm located, there are dozens of networking organizations that provide avenues for activities, for meeting people, and for us all helping each other, support each other, encourage each other, give referrals to each other, and build our businesses together.
That's awesome. Now, you're a member of Georgia Commerce Club.
That's
correct. And what else?
LinkedIn, Facebook, the Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce, NetLinks, which is a closed business networking group. I'm starting to scare myself. I didn't realize I was in so many organizations.
Hey, that's good. You're also in New Orangeville, too, aren't you?
That's correct. And it may sound like a lot to be involved in, but scheduled properly, they are golden opportunities to productively invest time in building relationships with other people, which is the analog side of networking. We have the digital side. We have the World Wide Web. We have the Facebook, LinkedIn, the Blog Talk Radio, the Your One Minute. And then we also have what I tremendously enjoy, and I'm old school in that area. I love face-to-face and meeting people and developing relationships.
Yeah, that is always good. A good handshake never hurts. It's usually followed with a big smile.
Yes, sir.
Well,
and
I appreciate you being here with us. So I'm going to give you one last chance here to give us, and don't go anywhere because I'm going to have a little panel discussion in a little bit. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back with Jason Moss, and we've got a few other folks we've got to get in here. We've got about an hour left of the show. So don't go anywhere, Gordon. Tell us one more time, how can we get in touch with you and Main Street?
It's www.mainstreetrescue.com. The email address is info@mainstreetrescue.com. My local phone number is 770-595-0007.
Well, we greatly appreciate you being here with us, Gordon, and I hope you'll be able to stick around with us. Y'all are listening to Your One Minute, and you can call in and tell us about your business. The number is 347-215-8709. That's 347-215-8709. And if you get a chance, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Your One Minute. You can check us out on Ning at youroneminute.ning.com. That's youroneminute.ning.com. You can also find us on blogtalkradio.com/Your One Minute. All right, enough of that mess. We're going to be right back with more Your One Minute. Jason Moss of Networking MFG is on the line. He's going to tell us how he uses the internet to generate more sales. So stick around. We'll be right back with more Your One Minute.
Hi, this is Ron Clark, Disney's American Teacher of the Year from the year 2000. I love teaching, and as a teacher, I do whatever it takes to lift up my students and to put passion in my classroom. And to all those teachers out there who also share that similar passion, I say thank you. I am currently here in Atlanta starting a school for students from 5th through 8th grade. And through this school, we're going to revitalize education and put that same similar type of energy and passion into the hearts of all of our students. To learn more, please visit our website, www.ronclarkacademy.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Champness, National Advertising Accounts Executive for Trade Plane, world's oldest and best aviation newspaper. I've helped companies for 22 years in aviation be more successful. I can help you too. Call me for your advertising needs at 1-800-878-7555, and I'll tell you how I've helped hundreds of companies be more successful and profitable.
All right, we're back. And we've got Jason Moss on the line. Jason is the founder of Networking MFG. What's up, Jason? How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm glad you had the opportunity. Glad I had the opportunity to get on the call and had the invitation. Sounds like you got some great stuff going on here, and I'm looking forward to plugging in the future as well. So,
man, you got some great stuff going on over there. You're over there trying to bring manufacturing back to the country. Good for you, man. Tell us about it. What's Networking MFG all about?
Well, Networking MFG, I founded the organization about almost 3 years ago now. I was actually selling engineering software to the manufacturing world, and I had a lot of connections with manufacturing companies, engineers and designers, and job shops or machine shops. And I kept seeing a pretty big trend with companies that were sending their work out of state and a lot of times out of country. And this is work that could have been done in our local area if people just really knew who had the capacity to do that work. So literally, I was standing on a loading dock one day working with a company. They were boxing some product up to get a process done to that product out in California. And I had just left one of their neighbors across the parking lot that did that process. Literally, they were boxing product up to ship to California that could have been done in the same parking lot. But what happened was, it's amazing. It's amazing. And they had no idea. But back many, many years ago, I mean, where manufacturing came up in the U.S. is most business was conducted either on the golf course. You know, that's where business the transactions really happened, was either on the golf course or at the bar on Friday night. And in manufacturing, that's how it was. It was kind of a good old boys network. And then the Internet came along, and the Internet, everybody got real excited about what was going on the Internet. And started finding out that they could bid their jobs and put projects out to bid and bid those projects all across the country and around the world. And a lot of times they found maybe a little bit better pricing, but as that process continued to grow, the quality kept dropping off and it was more and more challenging. And we lost our personal relationships with our neighbors. And, you know, if you've got a manufacturing company and a production line goes down on Saturday afternoon and you need a part manufactured, good luck getting that done on Google on Saturday afternoon. It's not going to happen.
Right.
But if you've got a relationship, if you're a manufacturing company, you've got a relationship with a local machine shop, you can call your friend over and have them work with you to get the production line back up. What we did was we went, I think, a little bit too far to the Internet, and we lost those personal relationships. And what I did was I put this organization together about, like I said, almost 3 years ago now to help make those connections again, to connect manufacturing companies with job shops and engineers and designers. And like Gordon was saying a minute ago, the Atlanta area is flush with networking opportunities. I mean, you can go in Atlanta to probably three or four different networking functions per day for at least 2 months and never hit the same one twice. because there's so many opportunities in Atlanta to network. But the manufacturing sector really got skipped over by networking because it's really not, you know, the Chamber of Commerce and PowerCore and BNI and New Lawrenceville and, you know, a lot of those other groups are really not geared for the manufacturing space. A manufacturing company or a machine shop or even an engineer could go to those type networking groups and never get a lead because it's just not a good environment for that. So I put this group together so that that industry would have a place to get together and get connected. And we did that once a month. We have kept, based on the numbers that I'm seeing, millions of dollars worth of production that was going either out of state or out of country is now being done in Georgia, in Gwinnett County, for the most part, as a direct result of the relationships that have been formed through this network.
Now tell me, when you say, manufacturing, I know that you're having a networking group. They meet once a month, and the type of people that are connected to manufacturing aren't necessarily just, somebody who makes nuts and bolts. Like, mm-hmm. you have Larry Talbert, who's an insurance company that works with manufacturing, and banking people who work with manufacturing in your group. It seemed to me that you were exposing real connections, real working people who are ready to do business connections.
Right. So and that's one of the things.
Do you have to be involved in?
It's real important that you service the manufacturing community. And what we've done, from inception is if you're not a manufacturing company, the saying is if you don't make chips, if you don't make parts and pieces, if you're not a machine shop or an engineer or manufacture products, you're invited, if you service that community, you're invited to attend one of our events if you bring two of your current clients with you that are in manufacturing. So if you're an insurance company and want to come plug into this or learn a little bit more about it, you're welcome to come in. If you truly do work in the manufacturing space, it's not hard for you to bring two people with you that are actual manufacturers, because what we want to do is we want to make sure that this group stays very pristine in that it is either manufacturing companies or companies that directly service manufacturing. Because if we don't, it'll turn out to be just like all the other networking groups that are out there.
Exactly.
And, these guys, for the most part, the majority of the companies and the business owners have never gotten up before networking MFG. They've never gotten up in front of the room and told who they are and what they do because it's not in the culture, not in that industry. Normally service-based companies, you're kind of brought up in that world that you've got a network and that's part of the growth process and part of the sales process for service. But manufacturing, these guys were scared to death. And it's taken 3 years for people to work on their elevator pitch, and then they're getting better every month. It's fun to watch the growth.
Right.
But
these guys, right? These are mathematicians and CAD drawers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of these guys actually go in there.
Yeah,
when they show up, literally some of these guys that run the machine shops and that sort of thing, they'll turn the machine off, dust the chips off their shirt, and come on into the meeting. I mean, it's a little bit different environment, but it's a comfortable environment for them. And if there were 20 people that showed up in suits, it would really change the dynamics of the group, and I think we would lose a lot of the relationships that we've built over the time. So, but we're doing really good. And I tell you, one of the things that has just made a huge impact is the work that you've been able to do with our organization. I mean, George, you and I have known each other for, how many years has it been? Probably 7 or 8 years.
Long time.
And you've been just telling me all about this video, and this is the next, this is where I need to be going. And I guess I was a little bit dense. It took me a little while to figure this thing out. But when I saw what you were able to do with the Your 1 Minute, I did one of those, the 1 Minute commercial, and got a lot of positive feedback from it. And then I really wanted to see what the next step would be. And then we worked together, and you've helped develop that YouTube channel. And you can find that YouTube. It's YouTube.com, and you can go into the channels and look up Networking MFG. And you can see some of the things that George has been able to do for our organization to put this channel together. And this is where we're going to do a video directory of all the companies that are member companies that are going to be listed there, so that not only people in our community will be able to identify with the owners and the leaders in these companies, but all across the United States and probably around the world. When people like doing business with people that they know, like, and trust, and video is the magic that makes that happen instantly. On our homepage, of course, the video that the introduction video took, you know, although I got it perfect the first take, we put that up on the website. Yeah, George, you'll get over that in a minute. But we put it up on the website, and I mean, I'm getting bombarded with positive feedback and people that are coming, oh, now I get it. And I've been explaining to some of these people for years, trying to explain what networking MFG is about, what our focus is. But with a simple video, they understand it. Now they can see, and now they're beginning to play a part and plugging into the group and referring the website around. I mean, my website hits are going through the roof now, and I contribute all of that to the video that we've got on the webpage now.
Well, I'll put my cape on and fly over for a quick PayPal any day.
Yeah, you got it, man.
I greatly appreciate that. I'm so happy. I'm glad that you've had some success with. We're just starting. We haven't even really gotten started yet. So that's encouraging. So thank you for that. I appreciate that, Jason.
Well, I tell you, it's made a big difference.
By the way, you can go to Jason's YouTube channel at youtube.com/networkingMFG. Networking MFG. That's youtube.com/networkingMFG. Or you can go to your website, Jason.
Yep. NetworkingMFG.com.
NetworkingMFG. What was it again?
Yeah, networkingMFG.com.
And how can we get in touch with you over the phone? Or
The phone is 678-896-9312. Again, 678-896-9312. And it's Jason Moss. And you can connect with me by email at jason@networkingmfg.com. I'm starting to use the social media a little bit more than I have in the past, and I've still got a lot to learn, and I'm working on it every day. But we do have a Facebook group that is, of course, facebook.com/networkingMFG, and I've got a Twitter account. I'm trying to combine. I have a personal Twitter account, which is MrJasonMoss.com, MrJasonMoss.com. Under Twitter, but I'm just getting the Networking MFG Twitter up as well. So, and then LinkedIn, all the pieces. You know, I mean, we're learning how to use all the pieces to combine it. And the LinkedIn. Now that I've got the video, we got the video on the LinkedIn page as well. So
you got the LinkedIn. That's something new too. A lot of people don't realize that you can have a LinkedIn profile video if you play the game right. So that's one of those secrets you'll have to call your 1 minute about.
Right. They don't make it easy. They don't make it easy.
It ain't easy. But I greatly appreciate you joining us tonight, Jason. If you hang around here, we're going to take a quick short break. And when we come back, we're going to go all the way up to Connecticut to see our buddy up there, Mr. Adams. He seems to like the show, and we're going to see what he thinks about tonight's show. So don't go anywhere. Thanks again, Jason. We appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so.
Each one of us has our own sky map, which is determined by your date, place, and time of birth. Your own sky map or chart will tell a trained astrologer all about your life. I'm Toni Thomas, your astrology source. My number is 770-587-1910. You can go to my website at www.astrology-source.com.
Hello, I'm Kennette Reed, owner of Kennette Reed & Associates. We provide organizations such as yours a source for experienced and need-specific outsourced training to improve employee performance, productivity, and engagement. For information on the ways in which we can supplement your organization's current training offerings, contact me, Kennette Reed, at 678-344-6373 or visit our website at www.kennettereed.com.
All right, we're back. The George Robin Show, Studio 1 Minute. The radio show that gives you the opportunity to actually call in and tell us about your business. What would be a good beat for you? And we also want to know if you are looking for work to give us a call. We're always looking for folks as businesses are calling in. We'd like to know about maybe they're looking for folks. Maybe we can make a connection here. All right, on the line, we've got our buddy up there in Connecticut, Mr. Christopher Adams. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing good.
Awesome, awesome. So what's new this week? What have you been up to?
Trying to build my business here and helping businesses in my local area in Connecticut.
Now, tell us about your business again. You're into the web. I know that.
Yep. ChristopherAdams.com. I do marketing and business consulting in the Connecticut area. I help businesses using free tools, like free to low-cost tools, such as the social networking, Twitter, Facebook, all that kind of stuff, a lot of social media stuff, to get the word out about their business.
Well, that's awesome. So can you work with anybody, in other words, can you take on clients from Atlanta and help them with their Facebook?
Yeah, I can do that. I kind of, what I do is I just kind of focus locally because of the fact that, you know, I just like to, you can focus globally if you want in this type of business, but I find meeting people in person and making that connection locally just works out best with the type of businesses that I do.
Well, we were just discussing that with Gordon and Jason, you know, the power of the face-to-face, the handshake, and using social networks and media as a way to generate that face-to-face handshake. And it sounds to me like you're saying the same thing.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
You value that face-to-face.
Well,
how's business? Is it picking up, or is it,
Definitely. It's definitely a lot of businesses are looking to grow their business and try to do the best they can in this type of economy. So, I mean, you still have to market. You still have to get the word out there about your business, no matter what the economy is doing, you know.
Well, can you give us a little advice as to what's working for people and what's not working?
Definitely. Well, what seems to not be working is kind of like a lot of the old strategies that are like just like kind of putting your message out there to anybody that will listen to it. What is working is kind of targeting your message to specific people that want to hear your message and interacting instead of traditional, like just broadcasting. Kind of similar to what you're doing with the show here. You know, you're having people call in, interacting instead of just talking and having people listen to you. You know?
Yeah, sharing, right. So the live connection, even if it's digital, it's sort of a digital live connection of, you know, with a handshake being maybe a tweet.
Definitely. And even though the connections start online, doesn't mean you can't bring them offline, which I definitely recommend people try to do. You know, you meet somebody on Twitter, Facebook, whatever it is, you don't have to leave it there, especially if you're targeting local people. You can, meet them offline.
What do you find, like, return on investment as far as folks who are taking this early adoption?
The problem with the return on investment is it is hard to measure, but you can measure it if you kind of record what you're doing. I think a lot of businesses they just kind of work on social media or marketing, and they're not really recording the time they're putting into it. So there's no reference point when your business grows to see what worked and what didn't. So it's kind of, you know, just creating blocks of time that you're spending on things and what you're investing in. And that's how you can kind of figure out what's working, what's not. I mean, it's different for every business.
You find, like, testimonials help out?
Definitely. I mean, that's kind of what social media is all about. It's like testimonials because of the fact that it's so transparent. You know, like, especially Twitter. Twitter's very open and very transparent, kind of like a public form of email or public text messaging. So, I mean, tweets talking about you are public testimonials.
Yeah. Yeah, like you can send out a tweet about somebody that says, hey, I had a really good business meeting this afternoon with this individual. And just by saying that, you're driving, you know, traffic to that person to be investigated by who knows who. Could be Donald Trump checking you out.
Definitely. And I mean, it's you know where your customer is, too. I mean, Twitter, Facebook, the social networking, I mean, that's where people are hanging out. You know, I mean, the Yelp stuff, the reviews on your site are still good. Because, you know, once you get people to go to your site, it's good to have good reviews on, like, Google Places and things like that. But especially social networking with things like Twitter, you know, that's where the people are spending all their time. So you want to make sure the things people are talking about are good about your business.
Yeah. Well, you know, Chris, what I'd like to do now is I think I'd like to bring in these other two guys here and, you know, open the floor up to what they find works and doesn't work and what they think the, you know, maybe the customer end of this equation, social media. Okay, Gordon and Jason, you guys are live. We've got another person in here, too, Gorful.
That's me.
Oh, that's
Gordon.
You got a double one there. Okay, cool. No worries, Gordon. So what do you guys think? We're talking about the handshake over social networks and what works and what doesn't work. What do you think works? Anybody?
Well, I like what Jason has done with taking the networking paradigm and being very specialized about the market that he is targeting to bring these people together in a specific industry where they may not have the exposure that those of us that are mostly in sales and marketing have, as far as speaking in front of a group or, you know, building personal relationships digitally and face-to-face. And it's intriguing. I think that's a really sounds like a very productive application of the networking model.
Well, I'll tell you, Go ahead. Yeah, I'm a big fan of live face-to-face networking, but there's only so many hours in the day, and you know, I have yet to capitalize on the opportunity on the internet. You know, being able to monetize the relationships that I've got using the internet. Although I've been able to do that in a live face-to-face setting. And that's the piece that I'm most excited about. I'm working with one of our group members that sells again the engineering and design software, CAD software. He's further behind the curve than I am as far as using LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and those things. I'm not super advanced, but I'm trying every day to make some steps forward in that. But to see the results of the conversations, because. Just as a personal example, I've got, a personal Twitter page that links in, that's connected to the Facebook and LinkedIn, and I post a lot of comments about my son go-kart racing. This is his last race of the season, and I'll make mention of that. And I am amazed at how many people comment back to me throughout a week. I'll probably have 40 or 50 comments
about the upcoming race or the past race with people that I had no idea were either following me on Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn. So the communication is getting out there, and being able to build those relationships digitally is a different game.
Yeah, it is. It's an affordable game. Let's go there. Let's talk about how affordable it is compared to what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody?
Well, it starts out at $30 a month for an internet for a broadband internet connection.
Let's talk about that. That's right. There are some new technologies that came out. I happen to be a representative of Clear Internet Wireless Service, high speed mobile broadband. If you are looking for some savings in your internet connection. My thing was plugged. But it, again, new technology available for people, saving the money, providing more options, and, delivering broadband in the street. I literally can broadcast live video. You know how much that would cost to have a live truck on a site to broadcast to X amount of viewers? Whereas now I can bring my laptop, my Clear wireless internet service, my camera, and broadcast to the entire planet. It's crazy. And guess what? It only cost me, zero to do it. So with those kinds of, tools at your disposal, the question is, what do you do? It's not what can't you do. You know, it's what do you do? Because you can certainly afford, doggone close to free, if not free. Am I right, gentlemen?
That's a fact. Yeah. And I think that's part of the being able to pull together a mastermind of people that are focused on being able to leverage the technology that's out there, finding out what does and what doesn't work, and being able to sit down with somebody that's, a few steps ahead of you in the process, find out what they're doing and being able to share that. Because it's a little tricky to find professional people. If you don't know the answer, find somebody that's further ahead than you are and ask them. And don't be afraid to break out that PayPal and pay for their time.
That's right.
They've made that investment to get that that education and community. Be able to show the value that you see in it. For sure.
Well, especially if it's bringing you results.
Mm-hmm.
And, Chris, the last thing any of us need to do when economics and marketing conditions tighten the market up is cut back on our advertising. That's the time to pour the coals to it. So what you have to offer is a very valuable service at this point. And I assume that what Jason is referring to as far as someone that has educated themselves and has the experience to pull this all together, that's invaluable. And George, you're in the same category as far as I'm concerned, and so willing to share and invest in relationships and people to move them down the path, and seemingly doing it in a way without expectation of immediate return, other than PayPal.
You can just call me Pal from now on.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it, you gentlemen. It's really nice. And Chris is up there. He gave me the greatest compliment by, tweeting us on Twitter. And he's got quite a following himself. So he was really instrumental in getting some traffic towards us listening, towards folks listening to us. So I want to thank him for joining us. Chris, give us how we can contact you again.
It's ChristopherAdams.com.
ChristopherAdams.com.
Yep.
So, Christopher, we can't. We're in Atlanta, so we can't call you for advice.
You can't what?
We can't call you for advice.
Oh, no, you can call me as well. So that's one thing I wanted to mention when you were talking about technologies before was Google Voice. You can call telephones for free anywhere in the United States and Canada. It's pretty amazing if you think about it.
That is amazing. Say that again, Google Voice?
Yeah, Google Voice, you can now call regular telephones straight from your Gmail account. You know, all you need to do is set up, have a mic and a headset. You know, you can call any regular telephone anywhere in the United States or Canada totally for free.
You know, all you really need is a Wi-Fi connection, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing. Clear has a Wi-Fi broadcaster called the Hotspot. And you can put it in your pocket. It's the same size as a cell phone. $45 a month for 4G hotspot, wireless hotspot, and it broadcasts Wi-Fi out. So if you have a smartphone, an iPhone, or something like that, you can use that to make, yes, that's right, phone calls over the Internet using Google Voice, thanks to our friend Chris Adams. Just go to your iPhone and log into Google Voice. Use that Wi-Fi connection, and guess what? No more minutes. Freedom. That's what we're talking about, the future. And also, you know, what's cool is Sony just launched Internet TV, which is a new television, a 46-inch television with the computer built into it, Wi-Fi ready. And it runs off of something called Google TV. And on Google TV, you have all the channels that you watch on cable television, and you have all the YouTube and the Facebook and the Twitter, and you can go to GoogleTV.com and check that out. It is one of the newest things that are coming out. The cable companies better get with it because they're going to be out of business because, you know, I can attach a $45 piece of Clear, or I can use my mobile hotspot, and my TV will see it now. So it's very affordable. You can go to Sony.com and check out Sony Internet TV. Very exciting, not only just for the technology of Clear and the communication, but for the ability for us, the average guy, to create programming that can be seen across the same platform as NBC or CBS or anybody else and reach a much larger audience for very little cost. It's just going to change the way we communicate across the world. That's why I'm working so hard on your 1 minute. I want to give people not only the opportunity, but hopefully, like you gentlemen have pointed out, some clues as to what's coming so that they can be ready to take full advantage of what is out there and available to them. All right. Well, gentlemen, I appreciate it. We've got about 26 minutes. I got to hit one more set of commercials. Please stick around. We'll continue this conversation in just a moment. I thank you all for contributing to the show. This show is actually turning out pretty good. All right, this is George Robbins, and you can call 347-215-8709. You're listening to Your 1 Minute. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Stacy Mitchell at Self Support Inc. We help establish better relationships by making professional cold calls for your sales and marketing efforts. For more information, contact me, Stacy Mitchell, Self Support Inc., 770-814-8085.
Hi, I'm Raymond Odom of Ad Council Associates, an affiliate of I Promote You. Whether you are a new business or an established business, you will have a need for marketing material. When you are struggling for marketing ideas, why not call us at 800-521-5205 for a free consultation. Or find our website at www.promoplace.com/cooperatives.
All right, we're back. And you guys are listening to Your 1 Minute Radio. I'm your host, George Robbins, and this is the show where you get to call in and tell us all about your business, what would be a good lead for you, and how we can get in contact with you. Tonight we've had a couple of great callers call in. You know, we want to thank Cindy Gallagher, Sims, for calling in and telling us about her organization's ride to give back a smile out at Creeks Ride. That's the Creekside Ride. And you can get in contact with her on Facebook. So you can go to Your 1 Minute, and on there is a link to her and her organization and the ride. That's your1minute.ning.com. That's your, the number 1 minute, dot ning, N-I-N-G.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/your1minute. We also have a great YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/your1minute, where you can watch all the great profiles and videos that we're producing for businesses around the country and around the world. We want to thank our other guests for joining us tonight, Gordon Fuller of Main Street Rescue and Jason Moss of Networking MFG. I'm so happy to hear about Jason's success with what we've been doing with him and his YouTube channel and the use of video and helping him with his social networks. It's really awesome. You can check out Jason's channel at youtube.com/networkingMFG. And you can also find Gordon at mainstreetrescue.com. He's got a great program there to help people with their grocery bills and quite possibly help them earn some more money. We're going to go back to the phone and say hello to these gentlemen for a few more minutes to get their perspective of how the social media and network and what they expect to see from it. And hopefully we can get the, tons of traffic. Hello, gentlemen. Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, yep.
Hey, Gordon, how are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we're sitting here thinking, you know, we're all going to be multimillionaires tomorrow after this show because so many people around the world are listening to us right now and so enthralled that they're at their laptops and desks and phones right now anxiously awaiting their orders to go through. Is that an accurate assessment?
Of course. Yes, we certainly hope so.
I do too. Well, what do you guys really do expect? I mean, how long do you think it'll take, and what do you see actually happening from your work?
Well, Jordan, real quick and tell you what I see right now is being able to work with the people that I'm connected with and get them on board now and get them on board early, being able to have the comments that I got from our last event where I had you actually come in and do the red carpet and then do the 1 minute for my group members, you know, those people that are interested in having it. You know, the thing I heard over and over was, this is something I knew I needed to do, but I never took the time to do. And these guys are putting them on their webpage. They're starting to get hits on their websites. But being able to help carry as many people as I can along with me in the ride to really leverage the technology that's out there. And that's my goal, is to make sure that I'm a resource for the community to be able to make sure that I'm trying to do the right thing as I go, but helping other people along in the process.
Yeah. Well, that's a good goal.
Well said, Jason. That's wonderful.
Go ahead, tell us what you.
Well, I one of the things that Jason said earlier about, you know, people want to do business with people they know, like, and trust, and the results he was getting, I'm not on Twitter yet, so I don't tweet yet. Heavy emphasis on the yet. But initiating a relationship is one thing, but growing it is entirely different. And in the past, it has been the face-to-face or a phone call. But the digital resources available now, like Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and other resources, allow people to get to know you as a person. If you have a son that races go-karts, or my son is teaching English in Afghanistan, things like that tend to give people a much higher comfort level. They feel like they know you because they've picked up bits and pieces about your personal or business life. And I think that is a wonderful way to without excluding, you know, phone calls and face-to-face, it's an inexpensive, simple way to keep a large number of people as your database grows and people that are following you grow. People come to know you as a person and not just as a business.
Yeah, and that is true. I mean, it is I find social networks an ongoing connection. You're sharing your life in a way, but it's not all about life. It can be about business, and it can be about life, and it can be about friendship. It can be about anything, but whatever it is, you are connected. In the old days, you know, a customer would come in the door, and then they would shop, and then they would give you the money and buy the stuff, and they would go. And you'd never know anything about that customer. But now, you know, the customer comes in, you say hello to the customer, the customer knows your name, you know, and you know that customer likes this particular product. Over something that that they've tweeted or something. I love that grape juice every time I go to that market or something. And, you know, that store can now cater to that person by ordering more of that juice. Those are just, you know, that's off the top of my head, obviously. But some of the things that, that didn't really exist in business before is to be able to have a real connection with your customer, with your end user. That's, I think, why it's so popular. I don't know. What do you think about that, Gordon?
Well, as an example, you mentioned earlier, I'm a member of the New Lawrenceville group. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the facilitators for their meetings, which means that my name and picture are on the homepage of the membership website. Mm-hmm. And I spent one afternoon going around one of the local squares that we have so many of in this area, Lawrenceville, Georgia, just going around the square to talk to people and introduce myself to initiate relationships and hopefully at some point be able to do something for these people, either networking-wise or business-wise. And I was absolutely amazed at how many people, when I walked in and said, "Hi, I just wanted to stop by and introduce myself. I'm Gordon Fulham." They would say, "Oh, yes, I saw you on the New Lawrenceville homepage," and actually acted like they were glad to see me, which is a reception I didn't used to get when I did cold calling. It was a whole new experience. It's a whole new experience, but it was because I had invested some time and effort in putting myself in front of them digitally, so that when I walked in the door, they actually recognized me from my picture and recognized the name. And I see that as a very powerful tool for connecting with people and building relationships that can lead to friendship and business.
Maybe even public office.
No, thanks. My reputation couldn't stand the hit. Thank you.
Well, you're an excellent gentleman to me. I'll tell you right now. So wait a minute. Now you just threw that in. Your son is teaching English. in Afghanistan. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Well, he has connected with a private school that teaches Afghan children from kindergarten through high school. And the purpose of the organization is to educate. Once they graduate from high school, they have the qualifications to be able to enter into Western-type universities if they choose to, which can expose them to Western culture and education. And eventually, the hope is that these young people who will be the future leaders in that country come back with a larger picture, a bigger perspective on the world and how to relate to it, and have developed some relationships with people outside of their country.
Wow. Dropping books.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So, that's one of the things that, one of the reasons I got into doing broadcasting is because you don't hear these stories. You know, you hear about soldiers over there fighting the good fight, but you don't hear about, I take it your son is a civilian?
Yes, he is.
Here is a civilian. Am I understanding he's volunteering?
That is correct. Yes,
that we don't hear these stories.
Mm-hmm. Well, our soldiers are there by choice as well, and doing, wonderful things, and I salute them. I think that the brave young men and women that are over there just make me very proud. He is just there serving a different purpose. He doesn't carry a gun, but they do have security.
Books.
Right, he carries books, and they do have a secure compound with security to make sure that the children and the teaching staff are all safe.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, you certainly have a lot to be proud of, and that makes me proud just to know somebody who's doing that type of thing. It really is amazing. There's so many great stories. I hope people do take advantage of calling in here and sharing their stories with us. Let me give out that number right now, right quick again. It's 347-215-8709. And if you don't join us today, we're on Thursday nights from 9 till 10:30. It's a long show, but it is a good show because of people like this. They call in and, folks are sharing all about their businesses and what they think the future of business in the United States and around the world is going to be. It's real innovative. It's real innovative. So, gentlemen, we only got a few minutes left. You want to give out one last shout-out before we leave? Talk about anything? Any events coming up?
Well, if you happen to be in the Atlanta area, I'll open an invitation to anybody that wants to learn a little bit more about go-karting. You can go to the GeorgiaSprintKarting.net webpage, and we've got a big event going on this weekend. Family fun, and very inexpensive to come out and see some of these carts. Some of these carts for the kids run 60 and 70 miles an hour, and for the adults, some of them run 120 miles an hour, an inch off the ground. It's pretty exciting afternoon racing, and Saturday, like I said, it's the end of the season. So I'll just float that out there. It's not actually business, but it's a lot of fun, and we'll get connected with some love for people to come up and tell me that they heard this on Blog Talk Radio. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, you're going to give them a little pat on the back, a free beer or something.
Exactly. Pass a beer along, and we'll go ahead and cut.
There you go. Well, one more time, give us that Networking MFG information.
Yeah, Networking MFG, the website again is networkingmfg.com. Email is jason@networkingmfg.com. My cell phone is 678-896-9312, and you can find us on LinkedIn through Jason Moss
YouTube.
and and YouTube as well. YouTube.com/networkingMFG is our channel. And go take a look at the videos. See what that means for you. It's pretty amazing stuff. And thanks again, George, for making this opportunity available.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Jason. You're the one that's making it available by working with me. You know, every time I do something for you, I get a chance to show somebody else. So thank you very much for, you know, catching up 5 years later.
I'm a little slow, but it'll pay off, I promise.
It's all good. All right. Well, Gordon, you also work with Central Payment. You want to talk a little bit about them?
Yeah, my day job is Central Payment, and I work with business owners to help them manage their merchant accounts. I do the credit card processing, check authorization, loyalty cards, gift cards, anything that has to do with accepting plastic or paper for a vendor or a merchant to sell products or services. We do complete analysis if they have an existing merchant account with processing service already in place. We break it down into layman terms. I normally like to compare it to my cell phone bill, which I totally do not understand and cannot navigate. I have to have someone explain it to me. I do that for owners, for their merchant accounts, and hopefully take the confusion out of it and show them how to get the best products and services for the type of transactions that they process the most, and just give them local customer support. I too endeavor to deal locally so I can have that personal contact and relationship with my clients. That
All right.
Access to that is through CPAY.com, and that is the company website which lists the services and products that we make available to merchants.
And the phone number?
770-595-0007.
Oh, that's easy enough. 0007.
Yes,
you're 0007.
I'm 10 better than 007, yes.
Yeah, you get an extra zero. That means you're licensed to kill bad accounts.
Oh, no. Well, I'm not really licensed to kill, but I have a learner's permit to hurt.
You have a learner's permit. I love it. That's great. Well, thank you, Gordon. I appreciate you being here, and it's been a real pleasure. I look forward to working with you, and I hope that I can get you the same results or better than I got Jason. He's real excited. Sounds like he's happy. He has a real ROI going on, I guess you could say. So, anyways, I appreciate you gentlemen both for being with me. I also appreciate Cindy Gallagher of Sims to come on to tell us about her ride, and Chris Adams up there in Connecticut. Hopefully we can get him some web work. Even though he likes to work locally, I'm sure he'll be happy to have some customers give him a few calls. I'd like to also send a shout-out to Tricia Milo. She's been a little under the weather lately. She's got a bug, so send a shout-out to her. If you want to get a one-minute recorded, you can give us a call at 404-414-6131. We also do audio commercials and video commercials and video profiles, social media setup. We get you out there. Let's just put it that way. We have a huge promotional engine with all of our social networks. And I'll give you a few of those right now, which if you've got a pen, go ahead and write some of these down, or you can listen to the show and just click on several links. All right, the first one is your1minute.ning.com, your1minute.ning.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, which is twitter.com/your1minute. You can also catch us on facebook.com/your1minute.
or youtube.com/your1minute. We also have a LinkedIn page that is a group. So you just go to groups and type in your 1 minute. And guess what? We're there. We're also on MySpace and a bunch of other places. So, you know, we have a Blog Talk Radio, which is blogtalkradio.com/your1minute. Just put your 1 minute in Google, and you'll see all the different places that when you broadcast with us, you will be placed. That's pretty much basically what we do. We push you out there into the social media world. And we do it in a way that's not advertising. We do it in a way where we introduce your profile, you introduce your business. We don't hit you over the head with an ad. That's not what we're about here. We're about exposing people, their businesses, and their services to help provide a connection. A real connection, which is how business really works. All right. Well, I thank you guys again, and we're going to go ahead and play a little bit of music from one of our gentlemen who plays music for our background, for our profile, Mr. Harold Olinger. Wow, my tongue got stuck there for a second. Did you hear it? It was like an echo or something. Anyways, this is one of his songs called What You Do. Again, we thank you for joining us, and we hope you join us again next week. Same time, same place, same channel. Call in 347-215-8709 and let us know all about your business. Once again, this is George Robbins, and you've been listening to Your 1 Minute. I'll see you again next week. Thank you again, guys. Appreciate it.